This is a response to the insanity I just got through listening to from Calla. Okay, the man's demented. Okay, he's absolutely demented. He has some serious screws loose, and if anybody's missed that, then I'm sorry, then you're demented too. But it's some good dementation. And that is a word, isn't it? Dementation. I mean, if there's a demented, there must be a dementation. If there's not a dementation, then how could the dementing take place? But the fact of the matter is Calipadocious there is demented. I think he would be somebody that would be a good person to have on your side. And we'll just leave it at that, because you wouldn't want the alternative. Because anybody who can come up with things like that, just right off the top of his head, just start and somehow tie it all the way back to the squirrel. He did that at the very end. Did you notice that? He went through everything from Darth Vader. He went everywhere. And he went to a pizza place, and I don't know where all. I think he took George Lucas to a pizza place before he got back to the squirrel. He did it in less than 7 minutes. He was able to get all the way back. And that was, and the reason, Calinacadocious there, the reason why I said the squirrel, dead squirrel thing is because a few years ago I read that the most run over creature is a squirrel. Or is a cat. It was either a squirrel or a cat. I believe it was a squirrel. I think I was rooting for it to be a cat, but it turned out to be the squirrel is the most run-over critter out there. For some reason, the idiots don't know how to stay out of the road. And you know it. I know it. Bob Dole knows it. We all know it. How many times have you gone down a road, you think the squirrel who's going across the road, he gets to the middle, he turns around, runs out of the way, and then he turns right back around and gets underneath your tire. Why is that? I've got to work. You're not going to believe it. TC does have a heart. I will stop and blow the horn until the stupid little critter gets the heck out of the way. Okay, now, while we're on the squirrel topic, this is very important. Calikazam, sounds to me like you'd be the type of person who would go hunting. Don't hunt cows. Let Winn-Dixie do that. But if you ever go hunting squirrels, this is important that you remember this. The best squirrels to hunt are Southern Baptist squirrels. You go take your rifle, a 22, because a 22, it's a clean kill. You don't make a mess out of it with a shotgun. No civilized, sane, normal person uses a shotgun to go hunting squirrel or rabbit. But let's stay with the squirrels because they are the most run-over critters. And that was the topic of this conversation. You go out in the woods with a 22, and you sit down by a tree. Now, here comes Mr. Squirrel. He's coming along. He's looking for acorns and nuts and Mrs. Squirrel, whatever he's looking for. You take your rifle, and you shoot him dead. You shoot him dead. You blow his little brain out, okay? Now, he falls to the ground. You stay in place. Do not go and retrieve said dead squirrel. Leave him there. Now, little Mr. Squirrely 2 comes along. Do not shoot him. Leave squirrel number 2 alone. Okay? He goes up to squirrel number 1, sees that squirrel number 1, his buddy, is dead, and he runs off. That's okay. He'll be back. As a matter of fact, he'll be back with the rest of the church, and they will have a funeral for him. And then, while they got the little squirrel heads bowed, praying over this little dead squirrel, you pick them off one by one, and you make your limit in no time at all. That is the way that you hunt Southern Baptist squirrels. Keep that in mind. Don't hunt them if they're run over in the street. Leave them alone because, you know, bacteria, fungus, mold, whatever, viruses. Don't eat roadkill. I don't care what Granny Clampett did. She was from Arkansas. Sorry about that, Amok. Anyway, y'all take care. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.